It's, again, I think that's a hard question because it's feminist right now, especially, is such a loaded word when to me it feels really simple. And that is respect for the autonomy over one's body, no matter biological sex or gender. And that's, I mean, I feel like that's kind of what we're trying to convey. And so respect looks like freedom to make decisions, freedom to explore, freedom to have a safe space to discuss these things, and respect for anybody you interact with in those spaces. And that can be sexuality for sure. And having permission, not even, knowing that you don't need permission to explore yourself and explore your sexuality is completely different than what's out there. I think right now in a lot of the spaces that exist, in a lot of the stores that aren't feminist sex toy stores, there's still this, I have to go sneak in, or I have to go at night because sex toys. And, you know, you do, you have those red light images and you have this tawdry, you know, lurking kind of, which sure, that can be fun and that can be sexy and exciting. But that's not the only place that sexuality lives. And if we keep it there, we lose the opportunity to bring it into a healthy space. And that's when you stop having conversations with youth, and that's when you stop having conversations with communities, and you have, that's how you have rape culture. That's how you have these dynamics that exist socially that hurt everybody in them. So this is a space that changes that dynamic and gives back responsibility and autonomy to each person.